Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Hey, ladies, quit yapping about crafts. Like, Jane's in here showing off her crafts.
We were talking about trimesters in school.
Yes,
get over it. Yeah. We listen to your golf nonsense.
Well, okay, that's point. Fair. That's a valid point.
Yeah.
We have, did you guys hear about, this is, I think, a little undercover. Jane is with us, Fred Bottomer. Abby is stepping into the studio as well. You know, this Batgirl controversy. Have you heard about that, Jane, or not?
Mm-hmm.
So they had this movie almost done. Michael Keaton's in it. And
J.K. Simmons is in it.
Mm-hmm. And it's a $90 million project. And they just said, Warner Brothers said, we're not releasing it. Now, the reason they're giving is they want to use it for a tax write-off. There's been a change in ownership. They're trying to reduce $3 billion. But it is somewhat
weird. It was in the can.
Yeah, pretty
almost
much. Not completely finished.
Yeah,
Jake Baumgartner is going to come in and talk about that. We'll talk a little more entertainment.
Well, I'm glad you said
at
that.
4:20. Sue's News is coming up as well.
I will take that out of Sue's News. Stand by.
Okay. Well, you can leave it in there, but we're going to do a little bit more of an expanded explanation, if you will.
Okay. No, I'll take it out. Let him talk about it.
In the past 30 years, as our asses have grown bigger, airline seats have shrunk as little as 16 inches wide across in the
Wait,
past
Wait, seriously?
Years. Yeah.
16 inches?
No, to as little as 16 inches.
Okay.
So
they haven't
reduced it by 16 inches. But
16,
so
that's
seat width,
not
what they say here is seat width is down as much as 4 inches over the last 30 years when everyone's asses are getting bigger. Seat pitch, what is seat pitch? Is that just what you have?
No, it's this way.
Oh, the angle.
The angle, okay. Has shrunk from 35 inches to 31. I have noticed that for sure because I'm a recliner. I know people don't like that, but
nope, don't love it.
The group Flyers Rights estimates 25% of passengers, 1 in 4, actually fits in those seats. So the FAA is going to do a survey now.
Wait a minute. One in four people actually fit in the seat.
Well, I think just think about the people who have been sitting next to you taking up your space, because I think we've all
experienced that. I mean,
why would they continue, I guess, is my point. Money is the answer. Okay, I've answered my own question.
But I guess they're going to do a survey here. I don't know what they expect to find. They're not asking for comments on what dimensions flyers might find more comfortable, only ones dealing with safety. So they're trying to decide if these are safety issues, and this relates to whether or not you can, you know, evacuate the plane and do those things on size. But, you know, some people, I know this is controversial, but if you're significantly large, you're taking up more than one seat, don't they require some people to buy two seats?
Or? I thought they did. Is
but
that
I don't
not
know,
true?
I don't know what the threshold is on all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know
and
if it's a weight.
And I don't know what the status is, but it, you know, I... Mm. Yeah, I mean, if they can prove it's a safety issue, you know, then they're going to be building all new planes, because every airline has done this because it is about money. And Sue's right. I mean, they're trying to get as many people on the plane as they can.
So that's what leads me to believe, okay, if the FAA does this and they, I guess what they did a while back, they were trying to study the size of airline seats and whether or not they were safe, and they used a simulated cabin. They filled it with smoke, plunged it into darkness, and they had volunteers that tried to evacuate, but they had different seat sizes. And they didn't have to deal with obstacles like bags, smoke, comfort animals, or in the dark. So they're just trying to determine whether or not that's a safety issue. I care about safety, but I also care about my comfort on the airplane.
I looked it up, and they said there. This is what the internet says, which, as you know, never lies.
Gotta be true.
There is a no set weight limit for passengers on commercial flights in the U.S., but some airlines require those who cannot fit in one seat to book a second. American Airlines website said people who need a seat bar extender and whose body extends more than 1 inch past the armrest will need to buy a ticket for a second seat. But how would you know that before you got there?
Yeah, yeah. I know that rule gets violated because I've had people next to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, again, I don't know what the end result's going to be of that, but I thought it was interesting. And Fred, do you remember how you're supposed to participate in that?
I don't know. They were just asking for people to send them their suggestions for what you think should be done.
I want a really big seat that reclines into a bed for coach. Okay, yeah. There's my answer.
Yeah.
I mean, is this not a difficult survey?
Pretty simple.
I want to know the person that disagrees with me on that.
Yeah, and no children around me, even my own 7-year-old, right?
Oh,
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
161 years ago, that's 1861, Abraham Lincoln signed the first federal income tax into law. The 3% tax, that's all it was applied to all incomes over $800. There you go, a flat tax. It was easy. Ta-da. That was also 161 years ago.
Why can't we go back to that, though? I like that 3%. That's a good number. I really like that a lot.
That is a good number. And 108 years ago, in 1914, the first electric traffic lights were installed in Cleveland, of all places. I just found that interesting, too.
And that was how long ago?
That was 108 years
ago. Amazing.
Were people ticked off, or did they like it?
That's a good question.
Well, we've had a few of these technology things recently on Sue's News, and you think back, and I'm like, really? We had electric lights that long ago. That surprises me.
Yeah, we did. People love to have their food delivered. DoorDash has announced, in fact, they announced yesterday that the number of orders it delivered is up 23% over last year. It made 426 million deliveries, which is an all-time high. Fred, have you ever DoorDashed?
I have the membership. I'm so bad.
I don't know.
I have not.
I have not.
I am not surprised by that, Fred. Yeah. What about you, Jay?
I have a membership.
Yeah, it's so nice when
it's like 10 bucks. What is it? 10 bucks a month, and then I get free deliveries for most places over 12 bucks.
We've done it. We don't do it a whole lot.
You pay for it.
We did it during the pandemic a little bit more when we were trying to help out the restaurants, you know, that we're delivering. We do Instacart a lot, though.
Oh, Instacart's great too. Yeah.
You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was an Instacart shopper for like
Fred
a weekend.
You were in charge and
forward thinking, Fred. Yeah. That's what we call them.
I would go and fill somebody's list and take it to their house.
Good for you.
Oh, you did it yourself.
You were an actual shopper.
I was, an actual shopper.
That is not easy.
Hold on a second.
Wait, Fred.
Yeah, you know.
What inspired this?
Yeah, it didn't take, because my sister-in-law was doing it. So I said, I'll go and follow and see what it's like.
Yeah.
And she goes,
so cool.
Just sign up. So I signed up.
Was it like a volunteer thing?
No.
You go on the app and you sign up, you apply, and then you can become a...
Did you do it on the weekend?
I did it one weekend.
And then you said, okay.
One weekend,
now, did you shop and deliver?
I really messed it up.
Oh.
Because
what happened?
Because I think the bags fell over in the car. And so I was putting stuff back in, and I think I put some of my own stuff in someone's bag.
Oh, Fred.
And
I gave someone a bag of trash
by accident. That was in the bag.
Did you really do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that is hysterical.
Because they fired your ass is what you're trying to
say, right? No,
no, they don't fire you.
Good thing is, I think you get like the first week or so, they can't really judge you on anything.
They let you, they let you screw up for a week.
How many of these little things out there are lurking that we don't know about? That's what I'm wondering.
You know what? It's like peeling an onion with Fred Bottomer.
It really is.
The layers just get deeper and deeper, and I only respect you more. Okay, the delivery part seems like you might have had a rough patch. How about the shopping part?
Oh, I love shopping.
Okay,
love
so that's shopping. Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so
and
that's
you picked
great.
Out the best apples, like because some people.
Well,
are
you, you had to run it by them. I think if they didn't have exactly what you want, you'd shoot them a picture. Or
yes, so, absolutely. Yes.
I don't think I'd be very efficient on this because I'd be very judgmental. If someone wants a certain product, I'd say no, this is better, and then I'd give them the one that I like better.
Fred, let's review then. Fred has been an Instacart person
for one weekend.
One weekend,
that's right.
And gave someone a bag of trash.
I did, by accident, though.
Okay.
And they didn't
We
complain.
Know you had no intent. No. There's no doubt.
Here, sir, I've arrived with your delivery. Is it my apples? No, it's this bag of trash from my car.
It's Thanks
Jack
for playing.
In the box empty wrappers.
Let's see. DoorDash revenue is up 30% over last year. Did you just quit because you weren't good at it, or did you not like it?
I think it was too much pressure after
too
that.
Too much. It expects this to slow down, DoorDash does, now that the economy has slowed. But they say it really hasn't been too bad yet. And we had seen that story that said people are still eating out despite what's going on.
And I wonder if that, I don't know how up to date and current the research is and the information, because if you look at June and July in particular, I wonder if the numbers are down because of gas prices. Because people aren't cutting back on travel. They're still
out there
putting gas in their car, but did they cut back in that area, for example?
Yes, you would think. So they think it's coming and they're just
waiting. Well, maybe they save money by, you know, having DoorDash do it rather than them paying for gas. I mean,
well, that could be.
That's right.
That could be. A woman in Michigan now holds the world's record for the longest fingernails on a pair of hands, female, in parentheses.
Well, is there, wait, is there a male?
Yeah.
That's, okay.
I didn't look it up, Jane. I can only take so much.
Thank you.
She has been, now this is for a sad reason, I will get to that. She has been growing them out for over 25 years. It is a sad reason. It's because her 16-year-old daughter passed away then. And her daughter was the one who painted her nails for her, and she couldn't bear to cut them. But she didn't snap out of it for 25 years. Yeah, I understand.
2 weeks, I'll give her maybe a month.
How did they not break?
Like
My nails are terrible.
I mean, and then, like, how do you, like, actually, like, you know, I don't know, wipe down your counters and do normal things with your nails?
I'll show you a picture. She can't. Diane Armstrong's longest nail is her right thumb. How long is it? Did you ask me that?
How long is it,
Thank you. Thanks for asking, Mark. 4 feet.
Oh.
Come on.
6.7 inches. Yeah, I'll pull it up
There's
here.
No way.
Yeah. And her shortest is her left pinky. You can't get those to grow.
Right.
That one is 3 feet, 7 inches. So combined, her fingernails have a length of 42 feet, 10.4 inches.
Is that hygienic? Okay, can we talk?
You can put it.
Do we know about the toenails? Do we know about the toenails in this situation?
I think the toenails are fine.
Okay.
I will see. I got to look up the...
We're all trying to wrap our heads around this.
How can you function?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, there's a photo of her here. Here it is.
Oh, no.
And she's standing there, and they really...
Okay, that's got to go up on Twitter.
I'm
Put it up. Put it up.
Okay. All right. You see it? Hold on.
No.
So she's standing there like this.
With her hands at her shoulders.
And they go to the floor.
They're like sticks going down to the floor.
It looks like she has tentacles. That's what it looks like, right?
Yeah, it does. It looks like she has.
It's weird.
How do you dress? How do you wash your hair? There are other things I have to.
How do you wash your hair?
How do you? There's a number of things I'd like to ask about.
Anything.
How do you go to the bathroom?
There's no way.
It has to be absolutely unhygienic unless you scrub your nails every day multiple times.
Right. She looks like she's trying to keep them clean.
Creeping me out.
I'm sorry. I'm moving on. And
this is what Friday is for.
Do you want another one, or should we go to?
No, you can do one more.
Okay. Well, it seems that we have some stuff coming out over the weekend, not movies. I'm just hitting streaming services. Today on Hulu, the Predator prequel Prey comes out.
Jake's going to talk about that.
Is he?
Yes.
All right. And today on Netflix, the series premiere of The Sandman is coming out. And Friday, well, that's today, on Apple Plus TV. If you don't want anything gross, you just, okay. How about Luck? And that's Simon Pegg as a black cat who helps the world's unluckiest person navigate the land of luck to turn her life around.
That's beautiful.
It's so nice.
Is that an animated
I assume so.
It's a
children's
movie.
It's, Jane Fonda
Simon
will be.
Simon is voicing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
And finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact, the first CD to hit the market, do you know what it was? This is music, and this would have been October of 1982, and it actually went on sale in Japan, but we know what it is.
I should have
had you pull this
up.
Is it
a Michael Jackson Thriller?
Is it Hotel California?
Billy Joel, 52nd Street.
Nice.
Honesty. Yeah, that one. And that's it for Sue's News.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. In 1982, it's hard to believe. I mean, we didn't really start buying them until the late 80s, right?
But uh-huh.
They were out there, 422, Jake Baumgartner on a little entertainment, including that Predator movie. We'll talk to him, Frank Cusimano, a little later in the hour right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there on a Friday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Huge weekend series for the Cardinals. The Yankees are in town. Matt Carpenter. That's going to be fun as we start that series tonight. We'll talk to Frank Cusimano. He's out in Canton, Ohio for the induction into the Hall of Fame of Dick Vermeil, so he'll check in from there. We'll talk about the Redbirds, a little NFL, and also Sports Pluses on Sunday. With us this afternoon, Jake Baumgartner handling some of the entertainment duties this afternoon. He's a host on Y98, and it is sponsored by Andrea Steakhouse and Steak Sauce and Salad Dressing. Jake, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I remember hearing a little bit about Batgirl, but nothing until last week when all of a sudden Warner Brothers decided to just shelf this film.
Yeah.
$80 million budget. They're not going to release it. That's kind of a big story in Hollywood.
That is, and especially because it was almost done, too, and COVID didn't help either, because I think that started production, I want to say end of 2019, maybe beginning of 2020, but like once all these sets started shutting down, the same issue that Black Panther Wakanda Forever had, they had to, you know, stop shooting for whatever. But this movie, from what I understand, with the ballooning of the budget, like you said, $80 million, $90 million after all the COVID stuff, and then there was a change in leadership. Originally, they wanted this movie just on HBO Max. It was just going to be an HBO Max release, and it was part of this plan to kind of like just have all the major releases in 2021, like Mortal Kombat. Like, the new Mortal Kombat was a bigger release, and it was rather successful for the time it came out, being in the middle of the pandemic. But it was theater and HBO Max. And
right,
it did so
right.
Well, because a lot of people weren't going to the theater, but they were going to HBO
yeah.
Max. We're kind of past that now. A lot more people are going to the theater, especially with Top Gun,
sure.
Thor, Doctor Strange even. And
look, to stop you right there, I mean, there were points during the pandemic when I really thought, will people go back to movie theaters again?
I was scared.
Yeah.
I love going to the movies.
Right.
I love it. And that became a very, very real worry. But thanks to Tom Cruise, it's not a problem anymore.
It's not, that is not an overstatement, Jake. It really
it's
isn't.
Not.
Yeah,
he fought so hard. It's thanks to Tom. So there was a change in leadership with everything that was going on. Somebody else, instead of now just wanting HBO Max, they wanted to push it to theaters. And adding it to theaters would have put another $30 million, $50 million into the total budget for a global release.
Well, because you have marketing that comes into that,
trailers, everything. But DC having a hard time making quality stuff and keeping their whole universe together, especially with the stuff that's going on with the Flash movie, all the delays that came with everything else, the poor reception for the Zack Snyder stuff. They decided to shelf Batgirl because
they're not even going to release it on HBO Max.
Completely, they shelved it because they decided when it came down to it, all of that long-winded stuff I was talking, it's not worth it to them.
Now, did they also do this for Scoob Holiday Haunt?
Yes,
there was another movie that they canceled.
Scoob Holiday
Haunt
was a animated Scooby-Doo movie that I didn't even know was being made, so it didn't really hurt my soul that much when it got canceled. But it's crazy when you got a movie like Batgirl, which I think would have done really well, because DC's problem is that it's not necessarily that their universe isn't put together. That's one of the problems. But there's a lot you could do with DC that could work really well. That's, you know, almost an antithesis to what Marvel is doing now. Because now DC, with the cancellation of Batgirl and this, they're taking a new look at the DC universe. And they are taking a page out of Kevin Feige's book from Disney and MCU, Marvel stuff. And essentially going to copy that roadmap for their own thing.
Yeah, so they have, let's give a little of the business background here. There has been a change of ownership at Warner Brothers, and CEO David Zaslav is trying to save $3 billion. Okay, that's a big number, $3 billion. So this was a movie that had big names. Leslie Grace was Barbara Gordon Beckerle, someone that most people don't know. She was in the Heights. But you had Michael Keaton, J.K. Simmons, Brendan Fraser.
People were so... I don't know if you know anything about the online...
I do not.
...society that revolves around...
But I do not wear a pocket protector, so no, I don't.
People love Brendan Fraser. I
love him, but he's not been in a lot of stuff lately.
There's been this whole movement on the internet the last few years, especially, I guess, like people started watching Firefly when they were also signing up for the Reddit accounts, and they love Brendan Fraser. They love him. They want to see him in more stuff. And the whole Brendan Fraser fan community was so bummed when this got canceled.
He's the villain, right? He was going to be the villain.
Yeah, he was going to be the villain.
All right, so let me. I want your reaction because I want to walk through this a little bit here. This is what Warner Brothers says in their statement. They says, the decision to not release Batgirl reflects our leadership's strategic shift as it relates to the DC Universe and HBO Max. Leslie Grace is an incredibly talented actor, and this decision is not a reflection of her performance. We're incredibly grateful to the filmmakers of Batgirl and Scoob Holiday Haunt and their respective casts. We hope to collaborate with everyone again in the near future. So the theory is that they're trying to take a write-down on this for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, Jake, for me to not believe that part of this is because the movie didn't test well. I mean, if you think you have a hit, you release the movie.
I did see a couple of reports saying that early screenings weren't going great, but everything I've seen before this, even you know, preparing myself to come in here with you, I didn't see a lot of that. A lot of stuff was the tax stuff. That was one of the biggest reasons that they said for
it. So I guess, and I don't know the law, we should check that, but I guess if they do that, then they can't even release it on HBO Max.
I guess not.
That's weird. So then
it's going to be on YouTube under like batgirl.mp4 1080p.
I mean, I don't think that they can do that, but it's just such a strange thing. I mean,
someone will hack the system.
That could happen. Some movies have been, you know, tanked over the years after they've gotten running, but not something that was almost really, I'm sure there have been, but I don't remember anything off the top of my head that's been, you know, in the can. And they said, we're just not going to release
it. We're not going to do it. It was almost done. There were a whole bunch of other people in the filmmaking industry that I've been seeing over the past day, like Kevin Feige himself reaching out to the directors and everybody from Batgirl saying, like, yo, that sucks. We're really sorry that happened.
All the work, even if it sucked, I mean, you put all that work into it and you're almost completed and you think, wait, what a second. I do have, you know, some examples of that where it's happened with other films. Now that I think about it, my friend Rod Lurie had something like that happen with a film and the company went bankrupt. But then, you know, you at least got someone to pick it up, I think, on a distribution end.
Right.
So it didn't have to not ever be seen, which in this case is what's happening. Did you want, were you going to talk some TV stuff this afternoon too? I asked you this question earlier. I said, if you watch, you know, Better Call Saul, and you're behind on that, you got to get caught up.
I am very behind on Better Call Saul, and that really hurts my soul considering I know what's going on.
It's been excellent.
With that right now. But a couple TV things, I have been slacking a little bit on the watching, but it's been a while since I talked to you. Did you ever pick up Ms. Marvel?
No, and it's on my list, but there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and I didn't write it down, but off the top of my head, a couple things that kind of slid under the radar. Oscar Isaac kind of confirmed that season 2 of Moon Knight was happening, which Marvel said wasn't happening, but that. Also, another Eternals movie was announced at that same time. On Hulu, this isn't technically TV, but it's Hulu, so I'm going to count it.
No, that counts.
The Predator prequel. Prey.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard that from many different critics, many different sources, this is the best Predator movie since the original.
Look at that. That's right now, this weekend stream?
Yeah, that dropped midnight today, okay. Friday. So, and this, it's take place in the 1700s. It's a prequel. So it's Native American. It's pre-colonial America. And Predator's going after this Native American tribe. And the main character is like the way they describe the plot in this. This main character is not being hunted by the Predator; she is hunting the Predator.
Oh, there you go. All right, something a little different. You know, the one thing that I'm in the middle of. Well, I'm only a couple episodes in. I got to get back in this weekend. I started watching it on the airplane when I came back from Florida a couple weeks ago. Is The Offer, which is on Paramount Plus. That is the series.
Have Paramount Plus, man, I want to watch that too.
It's the series about the making of The Godfather. I wonder if you've seen The Godfather and Godfather 2. You probably have the appreciation. I'm not sure. Like, my wife's not watching it with me. She's younger, and I don't know that she would get into the backstory with Mario Puzo and Sinatra becomes an angle, but it's really well done.
Well, I mean, is she a movie fan? Like, is she aware? I feel like she'd enjoy it anyway, just because The Godfather is such a staple.
It's too late, Jake. I've started it. I'm moving forward.
Oh, okay.
That's the way it works in this relationship. Hey, thanks for dropping by.
Absolutely, man. Anytime, man.
That's Jake Baumgartner dropping in from Y98, but he had not seen Bullet Train. I want to just talk about that briefly.
Okay, what am I snatching and or grabbing?
A briefcase.
You said you wanted simple for your first job back.
Doesn't get simpler.
There's nothing simple about this job.
Something else going on here.
Yeah, I'm not the only one on this train looking for this case.
Lemon, where's the briefcase?
Oh, I saw shit. It was just there.
So, great cast. You have Brad Pitt here, who stars as the character's name is Ladybug, an unlucky assassin trying to do his job peacefully after a bunch of gigs that didn't go very well. Sandra Bullock, I call her Sandy. I don't know how you feel with that, Jane, but Sandy Bullock is in this movie, and it's only running 56% at Rotten Tomatoes, actually 55%, but 83% audience score.
That's
so that means
what
that
I care about.
The critics don't like it as much, but the audience seem to like it a little bit more. Brad's still a big movie star. He's going to pull him in, right?
I think so. And sometimes you just want mindless, and maybe the critics are a little bit, you know.
You had asked me a while back, Sue, because I had one interesting Brad Pitt story from Mizzou.
Yes.
And the encounter that I had with him was I had a friend named Donna Skaggs, and I lost complete track of Donna. She was like someone who lived in the house that I lived in, like in an apartment at 10th and Locust. And I was in the broadcast sequence of the J School at the time. This was early 80s. Donna was in the advertising sequence. Pitt was in the advertising sequence, right?
Oh, interesting.
So when you're in that sequence, I don't remember what we did in broadcast. We worked at Channel 8 or we worked at KBIA, but they did a big project, right? So her project was a fashion show, and she marketed the fashion show, and I was the announcer for the fashion show. Bradley Pitt was one of the people in the fashion show.
I am loving this story.
Back then. But this is the more interesting story. So I had a roommate named, his name was Mel Berger. He was from here in St. Louis. And he put together something called the Men of Mizzou calendar. This was in the early
BMOCs, big men on campus.
Right, and that became somewhat controversial because there were football players that were in the calendar, so it was an NCAA violation. So they were selling it at the bookstore. They were selling it at Brady Commons.
I remember
they had to pull it back. Okay, but listen to this. So fast forward, I don't know how many years after that, Pitt left before he graduated. I graduated in 86.
Like 12 hours shy.
Yeah,
I mean, he was really
close.
Why? Well, he got a job. He got to be on.
He just went out
to
LA.
You gotta go.
But what was the show? Head of the class.
Was
with
that
Robin
first
Givens,
one?
And then they started dating.
So one of those news shows, like a Current Affair Inside Edition, they called me when I was in Columbia, and what they would do, they didn't have the resources to send reporters on all stories. They said, we want you to go and do some interviews. So I was never on camera, but they paid me as a stringer. That's what it was called.
There you go.
So I went to the Sigma Chi house, and I talked to people because they had the picture that would always be stolen from, the composite picture. But then I went to talk with one of his journalism school professors, and Brad was so great, and here's what he did. And she starts telling me this story. And she's like, his project was so great. He did this Men of Mizzou calendar. And I'm like, wait.
He did.
I said, wait, what? So I just kind of let her talk. And I didn't challenge. I don't know that I did challenge it at the time and say, hey, my roommate
was photographed.
So I called Mel at the time. I said,
didn't he have a pop-up polo in his picture? If I remember
correctly. I think he did. Jane.
I think that was a big deal.
It was the long hair. I don't remember if he was Mr. December or whatever.
I can't remember which month, but I thought he had a pop-up collar polo on.
I've only met him one time outside of that, and I told him that I had the calendar at one point in my possession. But anyway, she said, if only he'd come back. That was a great project. But I called my roommate, and I said, hey, was that his project or your? It was not his project. So I don't know if he was trying to play that off, and maybe that led to his decision to, you know, evacuate her. I have no idea, but it was just an awkward thing.
No, he got a job on Head of the Clan.
But you know what I mean? It was weird because I'm telling you, she was telling me this story. I'm like, no, that was
not
his.
Maybe she's misremembering? He dated a sorority sister of mine.
That is possible that she was misremembering, too, because it was 10 years after the fact or something like that. So
interesting.
I'm not trying to accuse Mr. Brad Pitt of any kind of, you know, academic malfeasance or cheating. I'm just telling you the story.
He was still H.O.T. smoking, so let's just be honest.
I'm
going to
be pro-Pitt pretty much all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not like all proud of being a Missourian like some of the other people, but
he seems like a decent
person. He's a normal guy.
Yeah. He's done quite well for himself. I will say this. One time I was at a Critics' Choice Awards, and he and Angie were there, and they were at the height of their pop. You couldn't even get close to Brangelina.
Sure.
That was very interesting. Hang in there. Cusimano is coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am so excited about this series with the Yankees, especially coming off the sweep of the Cubs. And the Cardinals had a great victory last night against the Cubs. But it was the Cubs, Frank Cusimano. But let's start with baseball. I know you're in Canton, Ohio, aren't you?
We are, for the Dick Vermeil ceremony. We can get to that in a moment if you want to lead with the Cardinals.
Let's lead with the Cardinals. And they needed to do that. They needed to win both those games. But how about Quintana last night? You like to see that, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, six innings, one hit. And, you know, at the trade deadline, I don't think that moved the needle. They wanted the Corvette. They got the Camry. But sometimes Camrys give you a lot of good mileage. And this is a guy who is an innings eater. And he's better than your 3, 4, and 5 guy right now. And now we're going to find out this weekend whether Jordan Montgomery can be better than your 4 guy, because he's going to have to pitch well against his former team this weekend, which is fascinating.
But he's also, like, one of the reasons that the Cardinals were interested. He's known for being a ground ball pitcher, right?
He is, and with this defense, with all those great gloves, not 5 gold gloves anymore because Bader went in the trade, but they can play defense, and this is a pitch-to-contact, ground ball kind of pitcher. Problem is, last 2 starts, it's 9 innings, 9 runs. Last 7 starts, it's an ERA in the 5s. And what I'm worried about, too, is Dakota Hudson goes tonight. His last 7 or 8 starts, his ERA has been close to 6. So you're going to have to get by these first 2 games with guys who haven't pitched well against the feared New York Yankees, led by the great Matt Carpenter.
Well, I was just going to say, sort of a familiar guy in right field tonight with a goofy-looking mustache that's hit how many home runs now, 15?
15 and 115 at-bats and a 1,200 OPS. And you know that being in this stadium with the crowd reaction he'll get, it'll be a great ovation. Then Matt Carpenter wants to come away with at least 1 and maybe 2 home runs.
You know, I'm going to be at the game tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I love moments like that. You know, as long as we stop him in the end, give him a warm, you know, welcome back to Busch Stadium. Now, will Bader even be on the Yankee bench because he's hurt?
No, definitely not. He was in a walking cast as of a couple of days ago. So I'm not sure when he's going to play. But you know what? It may not end up being a terrible situation, because if any team can carry kind of a mediocre bat, then it would be the Yankees, because Bader can do everything else so well. So we'll see what kind of playing time he gets moving forward.
You know, you could bet on pretty much anything in Vegas. I wonder if you could bet it'd be like 1,000,000 to 1 that Dick Vermeil was not going to cry this weekend at the Hall of Fame
That's
induction,
not even a
right?
bet. Stop.
No way.
Let's talk about that. Well, it's going to be a great moment, won't it?
It really is. In fact, he has 450 people coming this weekend for his ceremony.
Sweet.
This is a guy.
Seriously?
That's great. People love him.
He cooks for 5 decades. And he said that he's going to get to the family stuff at the end of his 8-minute speech, because if he starts with them, like you just said, he'll never get through the speech.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, fond memories, obviously, here in St. Louis from Dick Vermeil's run. But just as a football fan, I mean, I remember the entire tenure. He's just one of those guys, maybe didn't have as much luck in Kansas City going over there. But that'll be a special moment this weekend.
His players,
you know, I've
love
never
him.
Been there. I've never been to the Baseball Hall of Fame or the Football Hall of Fame. A bit of a deep regret of mine, Frank.
It's awesome. In fact, right now I'm at the Gold Jackets dinner. So the 109 greatest living football players in America are in this building right now with their gold jackets and watching Dick Vermeil about
That's
to cool. get his.
That is awesome. So cool, Frank.
So jealous. Post pictures.
I'm sure you will. What about Sports Plus this weekend? Anything you want to talk about there? Are you going to feature Dick?
We sit down Dick Vermeil for about 10 minutes, and he's just absolutely awesome. The love he expresses for his wife is maybe the most touching part. Married for 66 years.
Aww.
She's been the rock. As he said, you know, I know I've done things wrong, but when I got back home, my wife always said, no, you did the right thing. And she always had his back. And she handled the wives of coaches. She handled the coaches when they had troubles with their wives. She's been the rock of this relationship. And we're also sitting down with Paul Goldschmidt. And Goldschmidt's a little bit reserved most of the time.
Yeah.
He opened up this Sunday. We're excited about that.
Oh, I can't wait to see that for sure. On the Vermeil front with coaches and their wives, look, there's a lot of people that work and they're workaholics, but these coaches during the seasons and maybe even outside of the season, they work like 18 hours a day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And absolutely, you have to have a great family. And he's one of the nicest people. His players adore him. It's so lovely to see.
Who else? I can't remember who else is going in this weekend, Frank.
Leroy Butler of the Green Bay Packers, Tony Kelly, among them, Art McNally, the referee. So it's not a star-studded class. That's why they're having Vermeil speak last. He may be the biggest star. He's certainly bringing the biggest entourage. How about this one stat? Is when he started his career with the Rams, he actually was a part of a coaching staff that coached Deacon Jones, and he finished by coaching Tony Gonzalez. Imagine that, Deacon Jones to Tony Gonzalez.
That's
five decades in the NFL.
Yeah, wow. He deserves
it. So what? He was he an assistant for the Rams then? I guess.
Yes, he was
right.
The first ever special teams coach hired by George Allen.
That is awesome. Well, listen, have fun in Canton. We'll look forward to setting the DVR or watching live on Sunday Night Sports Plus on KSDK. Frank, we will talk on Monday afternoon. Can't wait to hear about all the tears and everything else.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. He's busy out there in Canton, Ohio. Frank Cusumano, who joins us every week on Monday and Friday here on 97.1 FM Talk. Well, that's awesome. I always tend to miss those Hall of Fame inductions Sunday in the summer just because it's the summer. But I want to see his speech, Vermeil's speech in particular.
I've seen him speak. I've been to events with him.
I like the Roy Butler, too.
One of the nicest people.
Who's inducting him? Is it Kurt Warner? Do we know? I should have asked Frank.
That's actually a good question.
Yeah. Who's the one?
I'm guessing it's Kurt Warner. That's my guess, but
because
I really don't know.
They really, really
the
loved each other. Did you see the Kurt Warner movie?
I still need to see that.
It was great. Guys, you have to see it. It's really sweet.
Where can I find that? I'll look
that
up.
I bet it's online
And
somewhere.
I assume since he's going into the Hall of Fame where they have the world's worst castings of everybody's face that looks nothing like them. Have you ever seen these things so close?
I know.
They are notoriously bad.
Unbelievable.
I can't wait to see him.
All right, Jane. Well, thank you for coming in here post-election. You did a great job again. Sorry that you are not going to be running county government, but I'm glad to have you on the roundtable on Friday afternoon.
I am glad, too. Hey, you know, there is a relief to this whole thing, too, is not having to do the hard job.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. We'll take a break. We'll get to the top of the hour. On the hard job front, Catherine Pinner, who won in the surprise fashion for the Republican nomination for St. Louis County Executive, she's going to join us. Dan Reardon will also join us in the next hour on the PGA versus LIV lawsuit. So that and a whole lot more, plus an audio cut of the day this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk as we take you into the weekend.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.